Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness, come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, bitches. I hope you had an incredible Thanksgiving week. It's like a week, right? Because I feel like I was bartending yesterday and people were coming in like waving at me to not bring menus because they're literally still in a food coma. So I don't know if that applies to you guys, but it's pretty wild. Like everyone's just in a food coma for an entire week. So we are breaking our turkey leftover run by dining at the movie theater tonight, literally hot dogs and popcorn. So mom of the year, because there's also candy involved. We're gonna break it up. We're gonna watch Red One. Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys, it's fucking crazy because I see these, my kids are making fun of me, my son in particular, because I keep seeing the advertisement for this movie. And I feel like I've already seen it. Like I've seen this movie. There was a glitch in my matrix. Some shit happened. I don't know what's going on, but I have seen this movie and it just came out. It's very bizarre feeling for me. So I'm going to sit through it and see if I can check out the plot. There are some really great movies out. I'm excited to see, you know, of course I'm going to take the babies to go see Moana 2 and see Wicked, but here's a little fun fact about me is that I do not like the overpacked theater. And when I looked at tickets this week to see both of those movies, it was crazy. So we're going to give it a couple weeks before we check that out, but it's Monday, bitches. And this is kind of the lull between now and Christmas. And I think, you know, I was really struggling on a podcast topic and my daughter is so smart because we're literally talking about my current situation. If you follow me on Facebook, social media, I put up a post yesterday where I am literally questioning some of my choices right now. Like I'm questioning it. I'm not feeling in alignment with, you know, a lot of things because it doesn't matter how great you are with your core integrity. Sometimes it's just not okay to be in a place that's not okay. And so I had a conversation with someone in particular and it didn't go the way I thought it would. I honestly, genuinely, you know, thought that there wouldn't be a conversation that I wouldn't be listened to. Okay. And I absolutely was. It was super respectful. I got to say what I needed to say. And it's crazy. I just feel like, you know, a lot of people struggle with giving people chances, but how much have we communicated? Like I've never been able to talk to this person like that before. And I just made it clear, like I really need to talk to you. And so I got to voice some of, you know, the issues I have with the environment that I'm in. And it was a great conversation. And here's the thing, at the end of the day, you guys, at the end of the day, we cannot control anyone else's reaction or life experience. I can't take care of anybody but me. I genuinely, outside of keeping my kids alive, like I can't react to every other human's decisions. Either people are going to, you know, walk in integrity and do the right thing or they're going to fuck it up. But I think people struggle to give chances, whether it's, you know, business, relationships, opportunities, personal growth. And there's a lot of experience. There's a lot of reasons for this. Okay. Like your past experiences shape so many things with you. So if you've been hurt and betrayed or let down, like you're the kind of person that's going to be building those walls to protect yourselves. You know, you're already assuming how this person's going to treat you, how this person's going to affect you. So you've just kind of shut it out. And unfortunately, there's a little humility when I say this, I definitely jumped the gun, assuming that there wouldn't be room for a conversation, right? I don't want us to do that. We're already in a season of, you know, holidays are hard. Like, I don't care who you are. There is an added pressure. There's something there. And so if you're already struggling with like all your personal relationships with your family, with things like that, it just adds to the pressure of, you know, even just a commercialized holiday. We don't even get into that side of it, but just genuinely being around family, all of these things, like you've built this wall. So all of a sudden you're not trusting people and you sure as fuck aren't thinking about second chances, you know, because you feel like you're going to experience that same pain again. if you don't know my story, you need to read Once Upon a Time, Bitches, because I go into detail with that. But it definitely is the foundation to figure out who the fuck Brandon Lynette is. So if you're new here, and I know a lot of you keep jumping on from TikTok, and I fucking love you for it. If you're new here, and YouTube as well, I'm, you know, trying to bring people into YouTube. This will be my third consecutive week of staying consistent, popping up videos over there. So yes, am I patting myself on the back? Fuck yes. But if you want to know my origin story of just who am I and how can I talk about this kind of shit, I had to go through that experience of giving people chances. I cut a lot of people out in my life. I cut a lot of people out and I built these walls, and I didn't know if I would ever be in a place where I could trust. But what happened is I had to grow as a person. I had to grow to be able to see I can give other people second chances because I gave myself a second chance, right? The origin story of the relationship with my mom, you know, it was not the greatest relationship. It was pretty toxic, pretty volatile. And there was one day where I went through this process of just like forgiving everybody, even if they weren't sorry, and telling my mom, like, if we're ever going to have a relationship, we have to talk about the real shit. You know, we have to talk about the real shit. I want to be heard. And it worked out great. But here's the thing. I didn't have any expectations from her. I cannot expect her to be or act or react in any certain way because she's her own person. So I had to stay healed and whole myself. When you're giving people chances, you have to come from this place of healing and wholeness in who you are. There is a fear of vulnerability because when you're giving someone a chance, literally, you're showing your ass, and it feels risky to invest in someone or something that's uncertain. So it does make it hard to do this, especially if someone's been disappointed before, or if you have that fear of, you know, failure or rejection, that expectation, having expectations for other people. A lot of people have a tendency to set very high standards for themselves and other people. So absolutely, you're going to be reluctant to accept flaws or mistakes because you feel like you're selling out. And that's not true. You feel like giving a chance means you're settling for less than what you expect or what you deserve. There is a lack of trust here. It's foundational in any relationship, And if it's been broken or not yet established, a lot of people hesitate to give those opportunities. And this is where I'm at. I have not established anything like this in a relationship that, you know, in an outside relationship in my life. So there was a little hesitation for that chance. You know, is there a real fear that, you know, maybe someone's not going to follow through or maybe someone's not going to be reliable? Absolutely. That's fucking possible, right? It's possible. But am I going to freeze and, you know, let down a lot of, you know, a lot of people and, you know, because I'm scared of something that hasn't even happened? And can I be okay? Any situation you're coming into, you have to be okay with whatever the outcome is. And, you know, I mean, come on, we're packing our childhood trauma. We've been packing it on for a very long time. We're just learning to kind of let go of that cognitive bias, but it's easy to default into this mode where you're going to focus on the past negative experiences rather than seeing the potential for growth or change. That's it. And it's not just that confirmation bias, right? Because you also got the voices of other people who are speaking on someone's behalf, like, oh, he's never going to change. He will never do this for you. You guys want to know the warning label that came with my husband? He came with a warning label, like everyone around me. And at the end of the day, I literally spent my life seeing him for who he was in our moments. If I would have listened to anybody outside of us, I would not be where I was with him. And for me, I mean, that would suck. He would probably have dodged a bullet, but it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. You're going to have that negativity bias where you prioritize those negative outcomes over positive possibilities because you've let people feed you the bullshit of everyone around you. You're, you know, everyone's struggling with that fear of change, the fear of uncertainty. Is there a fear in my life right now? Absolutely. Because I got to communicate some things and I know that there are some actions I have to take to, you know, be okay with this and change one way or another is happening. Whether I want to actively participate and make the best of it, it's going to fucking happen. Okay. Either it's going to blindside me and I'm going to pretend I didn't see it coming. It's going to knock the wind out of me, or I'm going to be prepared for the hit. That's fine. There is that fear, and people struggle so much with the unknown. giving someone or something a chance, this is going to involve you stepping out of your comfort zone, especially if it's someone that you know and has in the past been this person. I thank God for every second chance I've ever had. And most days I thank God for every second chance I've given everyone in my life. We are in this mode of self-preservation, right? It's natural for our brains to try to keep us safe and keep us in a bubble. Absolutely. That's our space. We want to be in a safe, predictable situation, even if it's not ideal, rather than risking taking that step into something that's going to require change, or it's going to require effort, or it's going to require vulnerability. But giving chances, it just takes a little balance between openness, self-protection. You have a chance to overcome these barriers. That means you have to start by learning to trust, not talking about just even people around you, but trusting yourself, right? Praying for that discernment to know that you're making the right decision, whatever this is. Learning to trust, healing from your past wounds, embrace the possibility of growth, not just for you. You realize that some people are meant to be in other people's lives to kind of launch them into their potential of growth. Why are you listening to this podcast, babe? Because you're fucking tired of the mundane. You're sick of the rat race. You're tired of being on the hamster wheel and a life full of tornado energy where either way you're fucked. You're either going to get scared and do something different, or you're going to stay safe and then die of regret. And that fucking sucks. It is absolutely possible to protect your peace while giving other people a chance. And this is how you learn to maintain emotional well-being. All right, Brandon, how do I do this? If I'm really in the season of trust, if I'm really in the season of growth and forgiveness, especially with holidays coming up, who in your life right now needs a second chance, honestly? And I'm not talking about you bitches who are giving fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chances, okay? Like, that's just you're dumb and stupid. That's what my daughter says. You're dumb and stupid. Okay. You're giving 1,000 chances. You know that you've already taught this person how to treat you, and that's how it's always going to happen. I'm talking about real serious, like, let's get a second chance here. Who you are in this moment. I'm not the same person I was 16 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 6 months ago. Right. And every level of healing and growth, you reevaluate the relationships in your life. But it's very important that no matter what you're going to do, okay, if you're coming into the season of forgiveness and you're like, I know I have someone I need to, you know, forgive and to talk to, I get that. Set the boundaries. Know your limits. You have to be clear about what you are and aren't willing to tolerate. Set the healthy boundaries. This protects your emotional space, and it gives other people that room to grow or even to prove themselves to you, but you have to communicate the boundaries effectively. I could not go into this situation and expect someone to read my fucking mind. Nobody is a mind reader, not your husband, not your mama, not your sister, not your dog, not your boss, not your friend. Nobody is a mind reader. Okay. You have to express your needs and limits clearly. Set the boundaries. That's how you prevent the misunderstandings. That's how you protect your peace. Be willing to stay realistic, okay? We're going to work on managing our expectations. You have to understand that people, including yourself, aren't perfect. Do not expect immediate change or perfection. Do assess if someone is genuinely making an effort. See if they're making an effort. My husband had a toxic relationship with liquor, and it was about the end of our marriage, and that was it. We both agreed. If he chose to do that, that we couldn't stay where we were. I didn't see him hesitate once. Like, he walked away and it was okay. That was a chance that was absolutely worthy of a second chance. Now, if 3 months later he fell down the bottom of a bottle again, and then I forgive him again, and 6 months later he does it again, am I protecting my peace? Am I protecting my boundaries? Am I doing the right thing? Absolutely not. I'm enabling, and he knows he can get away with it because every single time I just choose to be okay with that situation. Assess if there is a genuine effort. Absolutely. And give without overexpecting. You have to allow people the room to make mistakes, and you don't have to sacrifice your values to do it. That creates room for growth. And then here you are still maintaining your standards. You're being true to your ethics and beliefs, right? This is something I think the most important thing I could talk to you guys about today, for any situation in your life. Okay. Not just for giving people second chances, but for every situation in your life, practice that emotional detachment. Separate yourself from the outcome. Separate yourself from the outcome. I'm going to write this down. Emotional detachment. We need a whole podcast episode on this. That's probably what we're going to talk about tomorrow. So we can get more into that. But if I don't write this down right now, if I don't take the note, I will forget about it. And then tomorrow I'll be sitting in front of my computer for 30 minutes thinking, what the fuck should I talk about? Hoping someone will come in my office and give me a great idea. Separate yourself from the outcome. It's okay to care. It's okay to invest, but just don't get too attached to the result. You can give someone a chance without relying on them to meet all of your expectations or emotionally dictate your state of mind. Focus on your response. You can't control other people, but you can control how you respond to situations. This is where mindfulness is going to be your best fucking friend. Self-regulate your shit. Check yourself. Are you constantly letting someone gaslight you, letting someone decide what your mood's going to be? You're giving away your power. You're giving away your power. We don't get to choose how other people are going to react, but we get to choose who we're going to be. That's it. And you have to listen to your gut. You have to trust your intuition. The conversation I had yesterday, there is something there where I see this person is such a good human. I see people taking advantage of him. I see people manipulating him. And I'm not that person. I'm not that person. And I'm going to be honest about what I see. I literally got called the devil yesterday because I was told I was too honest. I don't know about that because the devil's a liar. But honesty makes people uncomfortable. It really does. But I trust my instinct that at the bottom of everything that's there, and we're talking probably childhood trauma, life, all these things, the shit's just built up, right? Just built up. Deep down, I trust my gut that there is a good human there. Good humans deserve that chance. You don't know what someone is going through. You have no idea what's going on. We're all going through the arena of getting our ass kicked. We're all going through the gauntlet of life. It's fucking swinging at everybody. You're not special because you're suffering. But pay attention to the red flags, okay? Any discomfort that you feel. Intuition is like a sign that something isn't aligning with you. Let this be a guide to help you decide how much of a chance to give. And this is where trusting yourself is more important than trusting someone that you're giving a second chance to. I want you to trust yourself. And at the end of the day, babes, you got to know when to walk away. Recognize when it's not working. If the relationship or situation is like causing harm, if it's draining you, it is okay to step back. Protect your peace. And that sometimes means knowing when it's time to disengage and do it with grace. If you're giving someone a chance and they haven't respected your boundaries or your efforts, walking away doesn't mean you failed. This is an act of self-preservation. This is you showing yourself that you respect the fuck out of yourself. It's important that you are going through those steps of self-care. Recharge after giving someone a chance, especially if it's emotionally demanding. Take time to fill your cup. Do shit that brings you joy. Restore your energy. And then the coolest thing about life is that everything is a blessing or a lesson. Reflect on the experience. Assess how you're feeling about it. Assess how you're feeling about the relationship. This reflection keeps you grounded. This reflection keeps you in your intentions and prevents you from losing your sight of peace. This, at the end of the day, is ultimately about trusting the process, not the person. Focus on the growth, not perfection. Recognize that personal growth in you and other people is literally a process. Focus on how the situation helps you grow rather than expecting immediate or perfect results from another person. Practice the patience. Change, whether it's personal or whether it's in a relationship or whether it's in business, all of it takes time. You have to be patient with yourself and other people. And when you can balance openness with self-awareness and boundaries, you can give people a chance without compromising your inner peace. The goal is not to close yourself off. This is where you're learning to maintain the sense of balance, knowing when to give and when to protect your energy. Who are you giving a second chance to? I'll see you tomorrow, babies. Love you.